Kwazwai mwere Zimbabwe, ndino mkamchira nchirungwa chedu chewe chitiki, uchelo The Connection lelami Mike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe mwushe to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, a Voice of America, on Tuesday the 4th of February 2020. Mwere Zimbabwe, mtwagazo mwushe, I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, njino mkamchira mchirongwa chedu cheme chidiki, uselo The Connection lelami, yours truly, Mike Hove. Nasi mchirongwa, chukutarisa nyaye mamiro akaita hupumi wenyika. The Zimbabwean economy, that's the focus of today's discussion. Now, tonight on on The Connection, I look to host young entrepreneurs who are based in Zimbabwe. However, they focus their businesses on not just in Zimbabwe alone, but they look at the international markets and they look at the African regional markets. So tonight on these connection, we look to bring these young hosts onto the show and they're facing as youth, and of course, how, if or at all, this is working out for them. Now, this notion of young people looking to, you know, branch out of Zimbabwe and figure out how they can access markets in Zambia, Botswana, Nigeria, all over Africa and all over the world is something that is heavily encouraged by economists. However, we reached out to one of the economists, Umnumzana Umasimba Kuchera. He's a big regular on this show. Yena ukuchera wachasisa ngempela, he explained kuti aiwa ivo sevanhuwo vanotarisa nyaya yezvemamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika, haivhele ngempela baya vashayile hlombe, they clap, vanovaombera maoko vachiti aiwa vechidiki vemabhizimusi, endrai mberi, keep breaking boundaries and trying to access and tap into different markets. However, he highlighted kuti ivo sevechidiki, the youth, all these young entrepreneurs are bound to face some issues in Zimbabwe, those being the policies set up by government. Let's take a listen to what Umnumzana Umasimba Kuchera had to say about these strides that youth were taking.
Kathesi umnotho wethu uguqe ngamadolo, unenduku eziningi kakhulu esihlangana nawo indaba yokuthi kathesi into ezinjenge-infrastructure azihambi kuhle, into ezinjengamapolisi azihambi kuhle, into ezinjengamandla kagesi asiwaboni mhla yonke. So umnotho wethu kathesi ule bheko eziningi ezinzima ezibhekane lawo.
Njengoba abatsha sebekhona abalobudlelwano labontanga abadabuka kwamanye amazwe, ubona ngani ibhizimusi leli lilakho ukuthuthukisa na umnotho welizwe?
Lele lithathukile ukuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe ngoba ungakhangela ukuthi lilama-advantage ayi-2. Okokuqala, Zimbabwe ilizwe elincane kakhulu, lilabantu abangu-13 million. So nxa kungaba nobudlelwano lobu abantu abavela kwamanye amazwe, ngenzakala sibile ukuthi i-market share iyakhula mbijana. Okwesibili, indaba le foreign currency. Siyakwazi ukuthi ilizwe lifuna i-foreign currency, lidinga i-foreign currency, kodwa alinayo i-foreign currency eneleyo. Ubudlelwane lo wabantu bontanga balapha eZimbabwe nabanye abamanye amazwe kunganceda ukuthi kube let i-foreign currency lapha elizweni.
Njengoba lokhu kuyayenzakala vele elizweni, kodwa isimo somnotho sikhanya ngani asitshintshi, izinto zilokhu ziqhubekela phambili sigugudeka elizweni. Kahle kuyini okuhluphayo?
Indaba ekhona ngama-policies ethu njengelizwe yiwo amanye okumele atshintshe. Njalo into le engiyikhulumileyo infrastructure, ukuthi i-infrastructure yangikhona kumele ilungiswe.
Alright, you just heard there from Umno. Se umo anongorora nyaya dze mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. Vakuchera wanga achiti aiwa hongu vanovaombera maoko vechidiki vesavo varikuita nyaya yekuti havachadongoshandira muZimbabwe chete, vakuda kutarisa nyika dzakasiyana-siyana kunana muAfrica pasi rose. Asi vari kuti vechidiki ava abound kuti vachasangana nematambudziko amwewo ndiye mapolicies ari set up muZimbabwe. Hanzi ndicho chimwewo, uyezve vabata nyaya yeinfrastructure. Hanzi infrastructure munyika amuna. Aiwa, Muri Zimbabwe, pindai muchirongwa mutudzo maondere yenyu. But we also reached out to one of the entrepreneurs, because of course we can't just speak to economists. We reached out to Muzare Mesichachkoka, who's who works within the agriculture sector, but she's also an entrepreneur. Let's hear what Umesi had to say about the issue we have at hand.
Uthume wenyika wemu Zimbabwe laka nje kacha izo. Ndiri mumwe wevanhu vari kuona mikana yakasiyana siyana iri kuuya pamberi pedu. Ine vandinofambidzana navo nevashanda yatingati nechirungu network. Ingati network unenge uchitoona kuti takawanda nekuwanda kwedu mikana yakawanda nezvakasiyana siyana zvaunenge uchiita.
Mazuva ano kwava na muzvina bhizimusi vave kudyidzana nevamwewo vechidiki vanobva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana. Munokurudzira here vamwe kuti vatange kuita zvakafanana?
Kudyidzana nevanhu vekune dzimwe nyika ndokwakatokosha. Tine mumwe wandinodyidzana naye anga ari kuRwanda achiona nekuzosora kuti business rake rezvesora ndine mukana wakakura sei muZimbabwe. Utori mumwe mukana watovhurika wekuti iye akuwana mukana wokuya uzoshandidzana nevechidiki vari kuita zvekuisa upfumi muZimbabwe isu tichivandidzana navo vekuRwanda.
Vazhinji vari kuchema-chema nenyaya yekuti hanzi magetsi ari kushomeka, vamwewo vari kutaurawo nyaya yemari vachiti mari yemuZimbabwe haishande kunze kwenyika. Imi muri kuzviita sei?
Zvizhinji zvaakuda kuti tiite yatinoti disruptive innovation pachirungu. Magetsi atakajaira magetsi atingati isusu anobva hydroelectric power or thermal electric power. Kushandisa magetsi anobva iwo muzuva tinokwanisa kumashandisa mune zvakawanda zvatinoda kuita. Chechipiri, hongu mari yedu kunze kwenyika haishandi. Asi pane ma-investment policies ari kuitwa neZimbabwe. Mukuru wedu wenyika vari kufamba vachitaura kuti Zimbabwe is open for business. Mukutaura ikoko pane zvimwe zvatinotaurirana navo vome vechidiki kuburikidza neminisitiri of youth tichivaudzawo kuti mapolicies anopromota vanhu kuti vauye mainvestors tifambidzane navo mune zvemabhizimusi vanouya kana tichinge tavande apa neapa neapa neapa. Saka isu sevadii vechidiki tiriwowo muurenga hwekuchinja mamwe mapolicies. Zvimwe zvacho zvine protection yemainvestment. Mukanyatsoonesana munobuda nemagwaro ekuti anochengetedza mari yako iwewe uri muZimbabwe nemari yewekunzewo.
All right, Muriya Zimbabwe, that was Mercy Chachkoka, a young entrepreneur based in Zimbabwe. And as you know, bata nyaya hongu nyaya ema policies ino guna kushusha. But ivo seve chidike hanzi warukushanda pamwe chete ne Ministry of Youth. Uye zve kuona uguti nyaya ema policies ino gadziriswa. Mercy abat aiwa ne maondro ake, aiwa mikanairi ipo ye kuitra kutichi vechidiki vaona umkana uku zisimuza. Liti ningota polukone kutwini, mtuanga zomuse ngenani kushelo. So young entrepreneurs in Zimbabwe are trying by all means to uplift themselves and the nation at large. Now, some of them say they're facing circumstantial challenges, as mentioned by Umnumzana Umasimba Kuchera. However, others, such as Mercy Chachkoka, are saying, Aiwa, of course the challenges are there, but as you heard her say, we need to start adapting means that she termed destructive ways of trying to fix the challenges that they are facing. So we're looking to hear from these young youth to hear kuti ivo sezvo varivo vakatarisana nematambudziko aya panyaya dzebusiness nenyaya zvemamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika, how are they venturing about it, and of course what does the future look like for nyika yedu yeZimbabwe? Zviri kubatsira here? Nokuti vamwe vari kuti manzwawo kuna Messi achiti vave kudyidzana nevamwewo vechidiki vanobva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana kodwa asazi kuti loku kuyathuthukisa na isimo somloto elizweni. So Muriya Zimbabwe pinda mchirongwa. As we speak, we're broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency, tripopa zvakare pa 4930, pa 13860 ne pa 15460 kilohertz. Now as we speak also, we're broadcasting live on the internet on www.voanw.com, www.voashona.com, tripo zvakare pa www.voazimbabwe.com. So ngena nikuhlela umtsakazo muhle, lisitshela umbono wenu ngodabo lukhona ekutwini makatirira chirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Uhlelo The Connection lelami uMikeove.
Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mikeove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. to converse with me. Mwafunukumalami can also tell Raneni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3. BigMyke3.
Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, Magatira Chongwa Chedi Cheve Chidiki, Ushelo Thick Connection, Lilami Umaikove. You heard earlier on from Umnumzana Masimba Kuchera, Ingweti Ekubumula Indaba Ezo Noto, Economist Umnumzana Masimba Kuchera, Mavamanzo Zwekare Kubakuna Muzare, Messi Chachkoka, who is an agronomist, we are Sevenza, Nyendaba Zogulima. Saka, Tuguda Uzoku Vakwa Muri, Muria Zimbabwe, Maundre, Panyat Nayo, Nasim Chongwa. But before I head over to my panel, who are going to be joining me soon in studio and another one through Skype. Let us take a look. Ukuthi kahle kahle kuyini okwenzakalayo elizweni nxa sikhuluma ngendaba ezomnotho. Now, over the weekend in Botswana, they launched an eight-month program. Their targets towards industrializing and revitalizing industry, not just Gaborone but Francistown. Now, this would allow Botswana to take advantage of all the businesses that are happening within neighboring countries, Zimbabwe included. Now, Umnumzana, a Studio 7 correspondent, Ushingirai Kadondo, was in attendance of this meeting, whereby he managed to get a hold of the Botswana Investment Trade Center CEO, Keletso Sidzi Olevile. Let's hear what Umnumzana Olevile had to say about the business being conducted between Zimbabwe and Botswana.
There's already a lot of engagement, you'll be interested to know, with companies in Zimbabwe. Look, we are not looking at them holistically, uprooting their plants and coming to Botswana. Because ultimately, I believe in an approach where countries grow in a standard fashion. Because if you collapse one to grow the other, you know the unfortunate outcomes of such. So, for example, Botswana enjoys very stable sovereign credit ratings. Okay, it is difficult for a company right now to raise capital based in Zimbabwe because of the obvious situations that we know. So, if Zimbabwean companies can structure some of their capital, their head office functions in Botswana under relevant frameworks, it becomes then easy to raise capital here with a view to deploy even in operations in Zimbabwe and other markets where they are operating. So while Zimbabwe is going through the situation that we know, we believe that the desirable attributes of Botswana can be used and used effectively to enable some of the companies that are there. Yes, here and there we do get companies that really want to bring their machines this side because they believe they can produce better. But the interesting thing is that none of these companies want to completely lose the Zimbabwean market. They just want to produce in a stable environment, but to still be able to supply and serve across the board. So manufacturing is a very interesting space. Not everything can work in a particular location. Okay, so a deep assessment always has to be made to say what will fit the positioning of a certain place. So one of the things we use at BITC is what we call cross-border value chain linkages. We need to look at Zambia and say, what sector is thriving there? What do they consume most there as inputs that we can economically and viably produce in Botswana? We need to look at Zimbabwe and say, what really do they need around the same lines? That is why, for example, we have a company, even though it is not in Francistown, organic fertilizer manufacturers. They have found a niche to just collect waste from the feedlots and process that into very modest, healthy, organic fertilizer. And they're supplying quite a lot to Zambia, supplying quite a lot to Zimbabwe.
All right, well, Muria Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Mr. Otsise from Botswana there. He was explaining a city, Uhulumelewele, Botswana, and is also setting up programs in Francistown that target towards generating a relationship between Ilizwele Zimbabwe and Jalo Ilizwele Botswana. Is this something that's going to be helpful? Asazi, we look to hear from our panelists, Ami, who are going to break it down even further. But now, Ilizwele Botswana is not the only country that is hungry to dive into Zimbabwe. So is Ilizwele China. China. 3 weeks ago, Zimbabwe was visited by a Chinese delegation, including its ambassador. Whereas during this time, our ambassador was in China, got to meet with Honorable Sibusiso Moyo and Jalo uMongameli Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. So it is during this time that Abe China bona reaffirmed the position of Zimbabwe, they're looking to continue relations between China and Zimbabwe. Let's take a look at that video.
王毅国委接外长阁下，津巴布韦高度赞赏中国通过落实对。China
wants a lot of products out of Zimbabwe. China wants soil. China wants horticulture. China wants beef. China wants all different products.
Thank you so much for visiting.
He's very happy to visit. He's very happy to occasion to go over relations between the people of China and Zimbabwe on all issues. And it goes back to the time that relations are a solid foundation. I don't know which country you have in mind which has received more support from China. And if in Africa we are so happy that China is helping the sister country. But we as Zimbabwe are happy with the relations with China.
All right, you just heard there from President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa and, of course, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, uMnumzana uSibusiso Moyo. He was basically breaking it down. Chasisa ngempela sithi ilizwe leChina likhange luqhubekela phambili ngobudlelwano obukhona phakathi kwelizwe eZimbabwe uyeze nyika yeChina. But let's take a look ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu amathathu kuFacebook before I head over to my guest that's joining me in the studio. Kukhasi lethu leVOA Studio 7, vanhu vathotha kupinda zwe chokwadi. Andrew uti, I'm watching you here in Mozambique. How is Mozambique, Andrew? Try Gondans. Good evening, Big Mike. I watch Mbodibata Oka Vaisa number. I want Mkoma try moti chakutra gai. Anzi na simbarashen daipi watini Mkoma. Abantu anabasa kula yo ki. I watch notenda zkurusa. Lyson is saying watching from Khaberone City. Tumelang Lyson Oka entertain like a shop. Panasha Ruti, good evening, Vaisa number nayake, I watch not tender and Baba Ruove Tiva Murfamba Nendima Zunota Lisa, I watch not tender Mkoma. Louis Vaisa numbers, I'm listening you pa radio and live to South Africa Fosina Musuga Avati Anguvura Omkana. Gatuano abantu batini gu kasletter VOA Shona pa VOA Shona varipozwe chokwadi wanu jawi warupinda. Tinashe chiduko anzi tapindao. I watch nom kamchira mchirongwa. Darling is saying hello VOA team. Hello, darling. Happy man is saying, Mr. Hove, ukuru edu, hausi kutifungira pane ramangwa na redu isu sewe chidiki. Atizi angu ndagatari sura ukti magesa chanduzao maondra wo. Meredith Vat tapinda ndrim South Africa Vaisa namba I wasisi Madrid structure guy, and then Cyclone Jaffet nayo vaisa namba. Gukasile tu ele vio endevele abantu batini. Gukasile tu ele vio endevele bakona abantu ngempela. Sivon uti utabani ndlovu lai ukona kushelo. Sea kwa mgele kushelo ndlovu. Tate bunu abat anoruara ya tisku zote ndianu wacharu ruara. Leonard Ngube uti ai ukona kushelo. Sea kwa mgele kushelo. Leonard upumzile lai ukona uti the so-called President Mnangagwa is useless. He has failed Zimbabwe. People need change and independence since a one part. Asazi, siyabonga kodwa ngombono wakho. Jerry Ndlovu Vaisa wazo wapinda wapalumbono wakhe kodwa siyabonga ngongena kuhlelo. Now let me head over to my guest who's joining me in studio. Sizwe ukuthi yena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo ESM wechidiki ari kuzvita o say. Hope Ndlovu, founder of Tzol. What's up, bro?
Hello, how are you, Mike?
Welcome
to the program. Thank you, appreciate it.
So today we're focusing on the issue, not just on investment, but I'm looking to talk to you guys as young people. Your company Tuvero
well, doesn't just operate in Zimbabwe, but you operate in within the region and internationally. Now, how important is something like this for you guys as young people when we look at what's happening in Zimbabwe economically?
Yeah, so I think when you really think about it in terms of, you know, like the size of Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe is, you know, I love it. I grew up there. It's home. Mm-hmm. But we are generally a very small market in every sense. The population is not that big in comparison to some of our neighbors. Mm-hmm. So when you really are starting a, you know, a software company or any sort of company, mm-hmm. one of the things that, you know, would be great for your company is to sort of like look at other adjacent markets mm-hmm. That you can expand into and, you know, like scaling into countries like South Africa, Mozambique, Botswana, or even just going beyond that and trying to do all of Africa is probably something that we definitely envision.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's zone in on Tuvel itself. You guys are a public transport app.
Yeah.
Can you break down to people how it is working with the, how it is intended towards working within the region itself? Mm-hmm. And when we're looking at the economy itself, how does Zimbabwe's economy stand to benefit from something like that?
Okay, sounds good. So so Tuvel, I'll just give a very like short little pitch. So Tuvel is a public transportation app that seeks to make public transport cheaper and more accessible to commuters mm-hmm. by helping public transport operators to optimize their routes, reduce operational costs, and increase revenue. So we leverage geolocation, fintech, and machine learning mm-hmm. to essentially fundamentally change how people access public transportation and how people pay for it, starting with Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. And we're based in Bulawayo, a Bulawayo-based startup, which is great. So at the moment, we actually sort of like have been doing a pilot. Mm-hmm. We have a massive product launch coming up next month. And one of the things that's going to make this product sort of like really amazing is the fact that I'll just give you, you know, sort of like some background about what's actually going on in Zimbabwe and Bulawayo specifically.
Okay.
We have Zupco, for example, right? Zupco is a very cheap sort of subsidized government public transportation. Mm-hmm. But one of the problems that commuters really experience that also applies to combis is the fact that Zupco is very unpredictable. Mm-hmm. You can't really tell when it's going
to
pass a particular bus stop.
It's
a mess. But mm-hmm. what Tuvo essentially comes through is that we want to be able to track, to be able to give commuters the ability to track public transportation wherever it is and to be able to pay for it using EcoCash and, you know, other sort of like mm-hmm. fintech solutions like One Wallet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you touched on something very crucial there, the EcoCash, One Wallet, and mm-hmm. Zimbabwean money in general.
Yeah.
Abantu abaningi ngempela, especially entrepreneurs who look to branch out of Zimbabwe, when they come to udubo lolu of receiving money in EcoCash or Zim Dollar or so forth and so forth mm-hmm. isn't really helping them because when I see the ama services abo outside of Zimbabwe, they're demanding US dollars or rands or so forth and so forth. How is Tuvel mm-hmm. going to supersede that issue that you guys are facing?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So I think one part of our sort of like, you know, our strategy to sort of like scale around the region, around the continent, is that we want to first like really establish a footprint in Zimbabwe. So, and, you know, in Zimbabwe, people are using EcoCash, and EcoCash is sort of like the primary, you know, fintech solution that most people are using.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people are absolutely right. The problem with EcoCash and, you know, a lot of other sort of like fintech solutions is that, you know, you can't take that money and use it elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if you're a software company, right, you need cloud computing like AWS, like Amazon Azure, like, you know, those services, you get them from American companies and you pay in foreign currency. You don't mm-hmm. pay in EcoCash. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, it presents a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really good for us is that through sort of some of the programs that we've participated in, we've been able to sort of like, you know, get things like Amazon credits, get Azure credits, been able to build our product based on that.
Mm-hmm.
But really, the way for us is to sort of, while we still have our operations in South Africa, in Zimbabwe, we want to scale into South Africa as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least in South Africa, I wouldn't say it's real money, or it's more real money than
Zimbabwe
money. But I think the point is to get to a place where we have a steady stream of revenue that's mm-hmm. coming from, you know, a much more stable currency than the Zimbabwean dollar. But EcoCash right now, if we sort of start collecting it, what essentially we'll use that for primarily is our operations in Zimbabwe.
Within Zimbabwe,
exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you highlighted... of course, the topic today is about just the region itself and abantu basakhulayo trying to engage with people outside of Zimbabwe as a means of one of them being to generate foreign currency and so
uh-huh.
forth. Is there something attractive in Zimbabwe that is pulling abantu who are outside? Earlier on, we played a bite from Uma Sibakuchela, who was talking about the policies in the country, and you were
mm-hmm.
saying, oh, these policies push out. They like to say bad money pushes out good money.
Yeah.
Now, is there a way to supersede this, to ensure that we attract a lot of young people from different countries to want to work with abantu abasakhulayo from Zimbabwe?
Yes, absolutely. I think there's a lot of things that we can sort of like improve on. I'll give you an example. So last year, we participated in the Helsinki Incubator here in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we incorporated Tuvo. We incorporated it here first as a USC Corp. And you know how long that process took us?
Mm-hmm.
It took us a day to do. And I'm not even American, right? But when we moved to Zimbabwe in June and July of last year, it took us 2 months to incorporate.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily because they were actually like, it was, oh yeah, okay, so your directors are not Zimbabwean, so you have to bring these documentations. Mm-hmm. And each time you went to, you know, the offices sort of try to register, it always seemed like there was something else that they wanted, right? Like, go get this other document, go do this.
There's always something.
We went to try to get a Zimbra clearance, just open a bank account. It took us over 2 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are things that, when I was in the USA, these are things that just took hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to really focus on the ease of doing business and try to sort of like get to a place where if somebody wants to start something in Zimbabwe, they shouldn't sort of like, you know, have trouble.
Mm-hmm.
The second part, which is, I think, eventually this has something to do with, you know, macroeconomics of Zimbabwe, which is currency. I think that really one of the biggest turnoffs with Zimbabwe right now is that it feels like a black hole. You know, like you throw in money and it's in
the
right, exactly. So that's a challenge in of itself. But I think these are things that hopefully will sort of like be improved over the next couple of years. We, you know, if you're a young person, you sort of like pin your hopes on other people to sort of like, you know, especially the people in government to sort of like, you know, get their act together.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually we just hope that things get better and better. But there are definitely things that need to improve.
Now, once again, I like to refer to some of the experts that were on the show earlier on, like Umasimba Kuchera and Umercy. Umasimba Kuchera was basically highlighting how abantu abasakhulayo have this thing of adapting to the times, and he was saying, ukuthi young people, as much as in Zimbabwe is in a really bad state economically, they have a way of figuring it out and either putting money in their own pockets or money in the pockets of people around them. Taking a look at the current state of the economy, Zimbabwe's economy just keeps going down and down and down. What motivates you, Hope and Trove, to continue to want to have Tuvero in Zimbabwe when you could just be like, you know what, let me go open it in America, South Africa, and so
forth? So I think, I mean, like, our business is definitely for profit. Like, that's what we're here to do.
So why Zimbabwe?
But what makes this particularly unique is, I think, you know, we're social impact for profit startup, right? So what we want to do is to solve a problem, right? The financial part of things is a great incentive, and it's really good, but we also want to actually solve a problem. So while I do get that, like, you know what, like, there are challenges on sort of like, you know, figuring out product market feed, figuring out revenue, figuring out, you know, all those cash flows,
mm-hmm.
we're here to actually solve a very fundamental problem, which is inefficient public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
So what motivates me about sort of like doing this thing, right, is that we want to solve this problem,
mm-hmm.
right? Whatever it takes, we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's sort of like a different approach from someone who's like, well, this thing can make money. Let's actually start that way. We're saying we want to solve a problem. Let's figure out a way to make to make our solution financially sustainable. Mm-hmm. And that's where the revenue is going to come from.
Yeah. Now, let's talk a little about the infrastructure in Zimbabwe. That seems to be one of the another big problems for young entrepreneurs. Is the infrastructure present in Zimbabwe that is can cater to the services that Tuvero needs, to the point whereby, like you said, Tuvero targets towards making public transportation easier and better and more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't been there for a while, some would argue, because the infrastructure is not there.
Mm-hmm.
How does Tuvero come in and fix that?
So, yeah, infrastructure is a very big problem, but I think it just doesn't affect Zimbabwe. It's like an African, it's like essentially like an African problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you like a couple of things that, so Zimbabwe basically, Tuvo uses a lot of like geolocation and sort of like geomapping and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the services that we use obviously depend on a lot is Google Maps and Google Location. So what you realize that if you're here in the USA, right, and I give you an address from the top of my head, and say, this is where I live, I'm inviting you for a party, can you come over?
Mm-hmm.
Just go on your phone and you search that address and you'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, spot on. Addresses are tied down to, what you call them, to to sort of like they are like actually like geo-coordinates for mm-hmm. every address, mm-hmm. right, that Google has sort of like mapped out.
Mm-hmm.
In African countries, it's a little bit different. In Zimbabwe particularly, it's a lot different because mm-hmm. if you go to the lower density suburbs, right, the lower density suburbs are good, like the hillsides, because you'd be like 21, this type road, Buluwayo,
okay,
right?
Okay.
You show up.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute you go to Nkulumane or you mm-hmm. go to Ngeta or you go to Chabalala, it's different mm-hmm. because some of the houses are actually not really sort of like built in a chronological order.
Mm-hmm.
And those that are, there actually really isn't sort of like a way to tell which address is where.
Mm-hmm.
So for a service like Tivol, for example, if you are, let's say, in Cowdery Park mm-hmm. and you want to go to Nkulumane, you put a Nkulumane address and you put your own address. Mm-hmm. So how do I get there? Right? The geolocation data isn't there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So from going back to the question of infrastructure, you know, while there may be sort of roads, you know, that type of sort of data is not there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the infrastructure might be present, but the information about that infrastructure is not necessarily all there. So part of sort of what we want to do is to be able to gather that information,
mm-hmm.
right? And while we do Tivol, we actually try to crowdsource some of that information from
okay.
people. That's the first part. Second part is for most roads in Zimbabwe, like for any route that you take, whether it's from, you know, Nkulumane 5 to the city center or from the hillside to whatever, right, there are actually formal bus stops that were built by the city council,
mm-hmm.
and that's part of the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that also those bus stops don't have any geolocation, so you mm-hmm. can't really know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
The second part is that there are a lot of informal bus stops,
mm-hmm.
right? So, for example,
After robots,
after hump, or like, can you please drop me off, you know, where that woman with the red dress is?
Yeah.
And sometimes mm-hmm. the driver's like, wait, where she is now or where she'll be? So it's so all of those things are things that, like, I think when we moved back to Zimbabwe in July, we sort of like started seeing firsthand
mm-hmm.
that, oh, okay, so there are some missing gaps in, you know, the data set that we're sort of trying to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you do as a company when you get into a situation like that is try to figure out ways to actually collect that data for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually sort of really important as well, because you can authorities and governments on policy
mm-hmm.
specifically about what type of infrastructure is needed.
Mm-hmm.
And where.
Right. Now, see, locals are coming up as we speak about eTuval.
Mm-hmm.
You've been part of so many competitions with eTuval.
Yeah.
And the World Bank, Georgetown University, yeah. all have said to eTuval, yep, go ahead, this is a great project.
Uh-huh.
Now, what does this mean to receive AMA endorsements from Abantu who are from, you know, World Bank and so forth?
Uh-huh.
Especially when you make it very clear to them, ukuthi thina siyasebenza eZimbabwe, your main focus is in Zimbabwe and then branch out.
Yeah.
It's not branch out to come into Zimbabwe, but
yeah.
it's Zimbabwe to branch out.
Uh-huh.
What do organizations have to say? Because they're the ones who understand mm-hmm. the economical situation in Zimbabwe.
So I think one of the really good things about sort of like going out of the country and sort of like winning some of those big competitions is that it sort of like validates your idea. It sort of validates what you're trying to do. And on top of that, what it does is that it actually creates a network for you that of people that are willing to support you. So, for example, last month we won the World Bank pitch competition here in Washington, D.C. at the World Bank headquarters. Just last week on Tuesday, before I came to the USA, I had a meeting with the, you know, World Bank country director, and we're talking about how the World Bank can sort of like, you know, how they can start thinking about, you know, urban public transportation mm-hmm. in Zimbabwe and where Tivol fits into all of that mm-hmm. in the picture. What just happened there is that we just essentially got, you know, an advisor and a mentor without paying for one,
just
right?
Like that.
So essentially that's what, you know, networks, obviously they come with money and they come with paychecks. That's not the most important part. The most important part is to be able to get your foot on the door on like your next milestone and mm-hmm. surround yourself with a circle of people that can actually help you get where you need to get to.
Right. Now let's mm-hmm. talk about the country itself.
Yeah.
What does Zimbabwe have to gain from a company like Tivol?
So with Zimbabwe, I mean, there's quite a lot. So, I mean, inefficient public transportation, I mean, there's a whole global theme right now on smart cities, right? And one of the problems that, you know...
So you think Zimbabwe could be a smart city?
Yeah, like definitely cities in Zimbabwe can be smart cities. Like, and the theme there is that, you know, there are a lot of problems that people in urban cities face, and part of it is inefficient public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
So with Zimbabwe, we're trying to get to a place where people don't lose valuable productive time either waiting at bus stops or trying to commute, you know. I remember when was it, just some 2 weeks ago, I was trying to, not 2 weeks really, 3 weeks ago, I was trying to go to Harare.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Bulawayo. I was trying to get a bus, like just a bus ticket, right? And for the first time, I know this is the problem that we're trying to solve, right? And but it really became striking because it was raining, right? And for you to actually get a bus ticket, you had to go from office to office, right? Mm-hmm. Like you go to Intercape, you go to Bravo Tours, you go to this. If that doesn't work, you go and hitchhike on like, you know, First Street or something like that, right? So mm-hmm. if you see that whole process, you can essentially waste a whole hour trying to look for a bus ticket or a bus that actually is very affordable. Mm-hmm. That should not even happen. People should be able to purchase tickets in the comfort of their homes. People mm-hmm. should be able to track public transportation in the comfort of their homes. Things should be that smooth and that fast, and that's where we're sort of like trying to take this whole thing. And the benefits there, and this is for someone who lives in the city. Think about someone who lives in Chocholo, mm-hmm. right? They want to get, or maybe let's say Lupane or something like that, and they're trying to get a bus from Lupane to Bulawayo, right? Mm-hmm. When is the next bus going to come, right? Do they have to go to the bus stop and wait hours for a bus that may not even come? Mm-hmm. So getting to a place where even people in rural areas can be able to purchase all these bus tickets and get that level of sort of like, you know, I know when this bus is going to show up and mm-hmm. I'm going to be there, just really saves people a lot of valuable, productive time. So the most important thing that we're bringing to the table here is that we're trying to make traveling from any place in Zimbabwe easier. Efficient, smooth, and fast.
All right, let me hold you for 1 second. Ngiyezwa ukuthi nginomlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo ndukuzondile mthereri ukuphinda mchirongwa asizweni ukuthi enomlaleli uthini ngodaba lokhona kodweni. Khola khola mthereri ndinomgamchira mchirongwa ngibani okhona ecincweni ariphari nare ndiyani.
Hey mkoma Mike Murithi.
Ah mushe mkoma wangu ariphari nare ndiyani awu.
Murithi na midi tumakondo.
Yee ba makondo zviri kufamba.
I'm going to go to South Africa. Ya idano rakanaka chose runoti kana vakazvipanzwe muno ka zvinocreata maopportunities akawanda nokuti senyika yedu senyika ichiri kusimukira panyaya dzeupfumi kana tirovamu vakabatanawo nevanhu vanenge vari muno vanenge vagara vamwe vari mumabhizinesi vamwe vachiva neruzivo netechnology zvinobatsira kuti technology inouyawo kunyika kwedu plus zvinokwanisa kuti mariwo foreign currency iyo futi kunyika kwedu.
Zvino vamakondo nemaondero enyu nyika yakafanana neZimbabwe inokwanisa kuzviabstaina here zvinhu zvakadaro kuzvisustaina sorry
ingatadza nezvi ichakwanisa but kunyange zvazvo zvinhu zvakaoma mazuva ano but I have hope kuti nerimwe remazuva ichakwanisa hai but situation yacho iripo mazuva ano pakaipa.
Aiwa takudza zvakanaka vamakondo mustudio ndina vahope Ndlovu umwe wevechidiki anoita nyaya dzemabhizinesi vandlovu navo bhizinesi ravo rine chinangwa chekushandira chete kwete muzimbabwe chete asi kunze kwenyika mune mazwi ekuvapa here.
Ya manzwa ndinawo ndeyekuti zvinhu zvese kana munhu achishanda zvinenge zvichirema especially kana achida kuita bhizinesi rinenge risisati rakamboitwa muzimbabwe zvinhu zvinenge zvichioma zvichirema but vanofamba kwenguva vanenge vachajairira handimozva zvaita sana bolt vana bolt mazuva otanga vaitogona kutowana macustomers mashomo but now vautowandirwa nemacustomers zvokuti vanhu vautokombaina kuti service yavo iri kupfuwa nenyaya yekuti macustomers awanda so nyange ivavo vandlovu kana zvinhu zvichitanga vanogona kutofunga kuti zvizvizvo zvichafamba izvizvi but kana vakaramba vakatsungirira hai is a bright future hai
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru savamakondo nekupinda muchirongwa.
Aiwa tinotenda nokunifonerawo hai handafara chose.
Aiwa mudzoke next week baba chirongwa ndechenyu. All right, hope we are Muzu Makondo. He gave a nice message to you. I said, Cleanisela, Cleanisela, Putti, Gonka Wuzalu.
Yeah, I mean, I he's absolutely right. Like, even Katesi, you know, we didn't start this thing yesterday. You know, we've been working on product development. We've been working on the product market fit. We have been doing that. We're now at a point where we can launch the product live with a public beta out. So it's a lot of work, but, like, we just have to, you know, put the foot on the gas. Like, there's nothing else that we can do. If we believe that we can come up with a solution to a problem, if we have the skills to solve it, and the atmosphere is conducive and inviting, what should stop us?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's hear what my other guest, Ongenayo Kuhlelo, he's joining us live via telephone from Zimbabwe, Umnumzana Vuso Muzi Mkwananzi. Mkwananzi, bafo, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo njani bathi?
Ngiyaphila, ngiyathabela.
Hi, thank you so much for joining us. Uluzulu dabulo khona egudwini in studio. I have Hope Ndlovu, who is the founder of Tuvel. We are shown Ndlovu ukuthi nina ikakhulukazi you guys who look to branch out as Zimbabwe kuqhakathekile ngempela ikakhulukazi inxa sesixoxisana ngodaba lokuphakamisa singathi ukuthuthukisa isimo somnotho elizweni. Ungathi ngaloko but
ngiyabonga kakhulu. Yeah, kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi thina njengabantu abasakhulayo sibone ukubana singasebenzisa njani i-technology nama-opportunities akhona ukuthi sithuthukise not only iy'mpilo zethu, iy'mpilo zabantu abasakhulayo nempilo zabantu bonke jikelele elizweni lase-Africa.
Now, Vusi, you know, your company targets towards, is working in different parts of the African continent. How is this working out for you, and how is this benefiting the Zimbabwean economy at large?
Thank you very much. Well, I'm also very quite encouraged that you have also a fellow tech entrepreneur here. Because I always believe that if one person is succeeding, then everyone else is succeeding. Mm-hmm. Our company, we're on the ground. We are working. We have customers that are paying us to solve their everyday problems. We are servicing the entire product region. While it, of course, we're also really central to our business, of course, is also the bus transportation, but we focus a lot on the cross-border buses as a strategy. Like I think Hope also alluded to it, if you build a business and you only build it only for Zimbabwe, then you are kind of like a little bit in trouble. But if you are going to build a business with a deliberate strategy to scale it across Africa and the world, then you have a better chance of winning. Mm-hmm. And so what we are doing at Nairana, we are using entrepreneurship and technology to solve people's everyday problems.
Mkwananzi, sikhangela isimo somnotho sisayisa mamiraka ayitha uvume wenyika kuZimbabwe. Ndanti neumo guest wangu vamasimba kuchera wangu aripo paru vakaita pre-record interview vakati hongu vanokurovera imaoko imi vechidiki vanoita basa iri muchida kusimudzira upfumi hwenyika muZimbabwe, asi hanzi you are bound kuti musangane nematambudziko akafanana nekuti hamuna infrastructure iri right inokwanisa kusimudzira business renyu kuZimbabwe, uyezve nyaya yemari munyika hanzi nyaya yekuti munyika munongoshanda mabond note neeco cash, asi kana munhu ane usa zvaakutonetsa. Imi seumwewo ane chinangwa not just chekusimudzira upfumi hwenyika muZimbabwe, asi makatarisana kudyidzana nevamwewo vanobva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana, muri kuzvitambirawo sei nyaya yeinfrastructure uyezve nyaya yemari?
Ndinotenda zvikuru. Hongu tisida kunyeperana kana tichitaura zveinfrastructure, we are still a little bit far off. Zvakawanda zvatinoshuvira kuti dei zvaivepo kunyenge tikufisirai kuti ngakukona. But at the end of the day, we cannot just sit down and cry and hope somebody is going to come from Mars or somewhere to come and help us. We need to get our hands dirty. We need to make things happen. I believe with what we have in our hands, you know, we are going to make it You know, that I was just reading another book. You know, Dangote, one of the richest men in Africa. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many military coups there's been in Nigeria? I was not used to when he started his business when he was 21 years old. I mean, we cannot be discouraged. A lot of things are not working well. Doing business is very, very, very challenging. Do you know when you have a team and today is the fourth and you know I've met my payroll, you are quite relieved that, okay, so this month I've managed to pass through this particular month. But we are not going to give up as young people. There are a lot of opportunities that are emerging, and in every problem, you know, there is an opportunity that is there. And I would like to encourage a lot of people, of course, we need, or the other challenge that I've been seeing a lot is also in terms of the skill set, you know. Sometimes not all the skills that we need are readily available, even in terms of some technical skills that the universities, polytechnic, colleges are giving us as entrepreneurs may not always be the kind of skills. But then, thank God, the world is bigger and you can try to tap into a bigger market.
All right, Mkwananzi, what's in Ubambe Angane, and then I'll come back to you in touch with Mlaleli
Angesvoti. Thank you.
All right, Mure Zimbabwe, my founder of My Runner, Lai Uisalane, so Zimbabwe. Mkwananzi, just like Uhope, works solely from Zimbabwe, and he looks to branch out of Zimbabwe. Asi, Ndugunzo, ndine mtereri, ngezuti ngilo Mlaleli, asi zwenu kuthiye Mlaleli uti nungota polu kone kutwini. Kola mtereri, ndino mkamchira mchirongwa, ngeagwa mgele kuselo, mbano kone kutwini. Kola, hello.
Yebo.
Yebo, baba, unjani?
Ngule. Ngule.
Baba, ngube, usungene lo kuhlelo, usiphuma ngapi?
Ngiphuma ngiseLupane.
Kunjani eLupane, baba?
eLupane kunzima, baba.
Injalo
ikhona lo nyaka kubi. Abantu beLupane akavele ibuni. Injalo ikhona kulo nyaka. Kunzima sibili lezifuyo zethu izulu kalikho asikwazi ukuthi sizangena ngathi
baba Ncube uyezwa abantu abasakhulayo bathi bona sebekhangela ukudlelana labanye abontanga abadabuka kwamanye amazwe ukuze babone ukuthi bangathola na i-foreign currency njalo bazithuthukise bona njengentsha bathuthukise umnotho welizwe ubona ngani lokhu kulakho ukufezeka na
kungafezeka nxa ngakungabe uhambe ngenhlelo ezinhle kodwa ikhulumende lekhona kangiboni ukuthi ingabavumela khona ukuthi bedlalane labanye abakwamanye amazwe ngoba ikhulumende yethu le hhayi ikhanya sibili ayisiyo ekhululeke kuhle labantu bayo bekhululeke kuze zonke izinto ingabacabangela okunye okungaqondanga ngoba babathandi ukubana abangaphandle kwelizeleli bebe ngabaxoxisana kuhle nabo nabaphakathi kwaleli lizwe ngikhuluma ngenje ngixoxisana lani kabakuthandi khonokho ukuthi ngilapha eZimbabwe ngixoxisana lani lisemelika kanje eWashington bathi thilaike esidiliza ihulumende yona lebusayo hhayi ihulumende yezanupiefu yiye ngabavimbela kodwa khona bekuyiluhlelo oluhle obeluthi yabe lungaphumelela lolu hlelo olokuthi bexophisane ontanga bakuleli lizwe abaphakathi kwelizwe lezimbabwe labanye abakwamanye amazwe njengoba sixoxa sisonke nje hhayi bona kade kungafezeka kuhle njalo kade kuzaba nempumela oqondileyo ngoba ontanga yibo abangakusasa lelizwe
Hayi siyakuzwa baba Ncube ku-studio ngilo mnumzana uHope Ndlovu njalo ecingweni kulovusa umuzi Mkwananzi bonke bobabili abantu abasakhulayo uHope vele is from Kobulawayo uvusa umuzi laye wakomthwakazi bonke bobabili bayasho ukuthi bakhangela ukuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe ulawo inamazi okubanikeza
hayi amazwi engabapha wona abakhulu abami laba yilawo kokuthi nxa ngabe kubona ukuthi kule ndledlana engiyenza bephumelele kulolo hlelo abalufisa ukulwenza elizweni hhayi bengazilandela kodwa-ke into evele ingabakhami phambili sizi beyinanzelela ukuthi uhulumende wezanuphefu kajabuleki ukuthi abamanye amazwe bengene lapha ngendlela eziyabe zifiswa ngomntanga banamhlanje ikakhulu abemthwakazi imthwakazi hhayi kaba ibandla leli kaliyithakazeleli ngoba bayazazi bona ukuthi imthwakazi ivele ingesindebeleni njalo amandebele avele hlezi elovalo lwalokho okwenzakala ngathi kubo bengamandebele bamthwakazi yikho-ke mhlampe emasuza indlela zentshunto ukuthi bephumelele kahle khona ngale ukuxoxisaneni lalaba abakwamanye amazwe hhayi bengaphumelela kodwa-ke benanzelele ibandla elibusayo lilezigwenxa sibili hathi mbijana lele ngamadoda abonayo ukuthi bengaqhuba njani ngalolu hlelo.
Hhayi, siyakuzwa baba Ncube, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga lani, nibe lobusuku obuhle.
Lawe baba.
Ngiyabonga sibili siqoqani bakhula bami. Lezi ndaba lezithumezene ngenzeka ukuthi lami ngihlezi ihlelo ngikwazi ukudlulisele namazwe.
No problem baba, saqhubekela phambili senza njalo.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
All right, so I hope we are moving Baba Ncube. As you guys have worked in Zimbabwe, have you guys faced any challenges from policies set up by government or by government itself?
Not yet. So I think, yeah, well, I mean, I think I heard what Ncube is alluding to. And, you know, like, I think there is a high level of anxiety by every sort of entrepreneur, like literally a lot of business people, that government policy sometimes can sort of like come in the way of entrepreneurs. I'll give you an example. Like there was this it's a Bitcoin market basically called Golix. And they essentially, you know, created a platform for people to trade in Bitcoin in Zimbabwe, right? And they were doing pretty well. Like the volumes of Bitcoin that they were able to sort of like transact on their platform was in the millions, right? And they were banned.
Just like that.
They woke up one day and the government was like, we're not doing this. And sort of that sort of like really sort of affected their business. So I think I totally understand where it's coming from. But at the same time, I think we need to sort of like find ways to actually engage this government as young people and see how we can actually work with it to solve the problems that we want to solve. Because some of the, you know, with any sort of industry, right, with us in public transportation, whether it's education or it's healthcare, whatever industry it is, the government is the key stakeholder, right? They come up with policies that either help or that don't help. You know, as players in that industry, we need to find each other, right? Like it's most people want to solve problems. We just need to figure out how to work together.
Of course.
Yeah.
Asizweni ukuthi yena uvuthu muzi, what does he have to say? Kwananzi, ukhona ecingweni?
Yeah, ngiyabonga. Ah, thank you. So mina I think okukhulunywa ngumlaleli. One thing in time of which you would corner, some of the technologies that corner would issue, I find the permissions are cool. You know, I always say to people, you WhatsApp or Facebook, it is not asking for permission, it's operating. Of course, we need to find a common ground to collaborate with those that are in leadership positions so that businesses flourish. I still think that, of course, a lot can be done. For instance, you know, we need a fraternity in policies. One time I was there, you know, this is the next thing, is a certain currency is banned, and then there's another currency. And then things keep changing, you know. So why don't, of course, as an entrepreneur, you look for a lot of creative ways to come in. And it will be a third day, you know, for more entrepreneurs and more young people to pack their bags and to operate in other countries. There are a lot of offers. You know, we are operating in various countries where, one, I already mentioned the name, but it's a request to say, okay, can you come and talk to our young people in a certain country, and then we're giving you a tax break for the next 5 years. So there are a lot of incentives that the government or environment that they can create, and the power is in their hands. And at the same time, we are saying as young people, we not necessarily always going to wait to solve the problems. We are going to get in there and do and navigate the challenging environment to our best of our abilities.
All right, mkwananzi ngiyakuzwa bamba kancane ecengweni izulu kanti abasekusele 5 minutes kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo namhla kuhlelo we're talking about the situation elizweni sikhangela isimo somnotho elizweni abantu abasakhulayo bona bathi hi they're determined ukuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe they're determined ukudlelana labantu labanye abontanga who are coming from different nations to figure out a way ukuthi balakho na ukulungisisa umnotho welizwe elizweni. So, Hope, a couple of minutes left. Could you wrap up the conversation? Give us your last words. And also, don't forget to tell people where can they find more information on Tuvel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think what I think as young people we ought to sort of do in Zimbabwe is, you know, really try to figure out, the best way to solve very specific problems. And we need to be, you know, motivated and pushed more by the problems that we're trying to fix, more so than the sort of like entrepreneurial opportunity or like rather the financial incentive that is there. Mm-hmm. And we need to look at, you know, anything really, like if you think about it really in a very sort of objective sense, any type of business you're doing is solving someone's problem.
Mm-hmm.
Getting paid for it is you're getting paid essentially for solving the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But what you should be in there to do is to solve people's problems, especially social problems.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of those in Zimbabwe from pretty much every industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I think with the different skill sets that we have, whether you're a software engineer, whether you are an accountant, whether you are, you know, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a nurse, whether you're a doctor, you know, find creative ways of making, your job better. And also, you know, put your heart into what you're doing and solve whatever problem it is that you're supposed to be solving.
Where can people get access to Hope Global and Tuvel?
So Tuvel, we actually have a live beta, public beta for Tuvel. It's available on Google Play Store. You can find us on our website, www.tuvel.com. And also you can find us on our Facebook page at Tuvel. You can find us on Twitter as well at Tuvel. You can find us on LinkedIn as well. So get on there and look for us. We have a launch event coming up next month in Bulawayo.
Mm-hmm.
So we're probably going to make some noise about that as well. And it's going to be in Bulawayo. So if you're in Bulawayo, definitely come to ZITF, and that's where we're going to have the event.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Zimbabwe Mushe, you just heard there from Umnumzana Hope Ndlovu, the co-founder of Tuvel. Uthe hi kuntu tuzethunqa. Buyanini, come through to the event. They're going to be launching Tuvel. Let's head over to Uvusi Muzi. Let's give him a chance to wrap up. Give you more information on my runner as we wrap up the conversation. Mkwananzi, usakhona ecingweni?
Yeah, ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Right. Give us your last sentiments and tell more people where they can find more info on my runner.
Okay, thank you very much also for this opportunity. You know, each time we get to share our story, it's encouragement to us to soldier on. For those that want to get hold of Myrana, you can just find us on www.myranapassage.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter. We are available. If you are in any one of the major bus stations, be it a park station in South Africa, a airport in Harare, in Chotsundi, in Lawayo, you see the guys who are always wearing pink. Those are the Myrana guys. They'll be there to help you with any. I think in the next few days, we are having a big partnership with one of the leading banks in the country. So we'll be launching a very fantastic product that can look forward to it. We are thankful to all the people that, I always say it takes a village to raise a startup, especially in Africa and in Zimbabwe. And we really appreciate all of us that are rooting for us. We appreciate it. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Thank you so much, Vusumuzi Mkwananzi. I really appreciate you joining us today on The Connection. Have a good night, Chief.
Thank you.
Right, Muriya Zimbabwe, you just heard from Uvusumu Zumkwana Zilinga Coach Repeller. Ukumlandela ku social media, check out My Runner on Facebook, and don't forget also to check out To Vero on Facebook. Hope, thank you so much for joining us. As we wrap up, of course, just tell the people where they can find you on social media.
You can find us on Facebook at Tuvol, and then you can find us on Twitter as well, like 8 and Tuvol. Mm-hmm. And then we have our website, www.tuvol. But if you go on Google Play Store, you can also search for the Tuvol app there and you'll find it.
All right, folks, you heard it there. Check it out on Google Play Store. Now, it's Katsam Sestriong Mangoi. Chino Buruka Chino Maramuria Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, my time has run out. Today on The Connection, I was hosting young people. Sikulu manje njengamajita sikota siphatha udaba mayelana ngesimo somnotho elizweni. Tichinzwa ukuthi iwo vari kuti vari kuda kudyidzana nevechidiki vanobva kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana. Saka tachida kunzwa kuti zvinoshanda here? 1, 2 uyezve vachange vachizviita sei. Aiwa, nguva yangu ndiyapera. Anokonekai nemufaro, ndini wenyu Mike Hove, Mhuri yeZimbabwe. Bye-bye!